Renata is an organisation which works against human trafficking. It was founded in Europe in 2009, but very much connected with ACT Ireland, ACT to Prevent Trafficking.
What does Renata stand for?
Renata stands for Religious in Europe Networking Against Trafficking and Exploitation. And it was founded really by a Loretta sister working in Albania.
What is it that has religious addressing this question?
It's really answering the call of Pope Francis, who from his very first week in the papacy spoke about trafficking. He is very aware of trafficking. He has called several international meetings in Rome. I was very fortunate to be at one of those first meetings. He called academics and practitioners that we could all inform each other what was happening around the world. Later he called all the heads of religion around the world, Cardinal Nicholls of England and Archbishop of Canterbury, Welby, they were there. It was the first time that Sunni and Muslim heads of religious were in the same room. They were there from all over the world, and he asked them to sign a commitment that they would do their utmost to rid the world of trafficking by 2030.
What is the situation with trafficking around the world at the moment?
There is trafficking in every country in the world at the moment. And people ask, is it getting less or worse? In my opinion, it's getting worse in one way, because traffickers have discovered how lucrative it is. It's the second most lucrative illegal business in the world today, after ammunition and guns. Trafficking comes next.
It's lucrative. Trafficking of human beings is lucrative. Like, how does all that work?
Human beings, men and women, and children are bought and sold like a commodity in the market. In Europe, it's 90%, we heard at that meeting, women and children. Other countries, there might be a lot more trafficking for labour. But in Europe, it is trafficking for exploitation, sexual exploitation.
And where does all that fit with the law and the legal systems?
Well, in some countries it is legal, like in the Netherlands, in Germany. In France, it was legal till very recently. In the last few months, they have changed their law. And then in some countries there are no laws against it. Where it is legal, it is business, and the trafficker becomes a businessman. Norway and Sweden have done a lot to counter trafficking, and Sweden brought in a new model, a new legal model about 10 years ago, and it's called the Nordic model. Now, that's what we're trying to adopt in Ireland, where you criminalise the buyer and the woman is, the victim is freed. Whereas in Ireland, at the moment, it is the woman is criminalised and the buyer is free. Trafficking and prostitution are really one and undivided. You know, if there is prostitution, there is trafficking.
What is it that people can become so hardened or so cruel or whatever that they can imagine that it's okay to buy another human being?
It's very hard to understand, Mary, but I was in Auschwitz recently and I was very surprised to see the similarities between trafficking and those that were incarcerated in Auschwitz. And I learned that there was even a brothel in Auschwitz to award some of the people working there. But it's the same thing, seeing, disregarding people, disrespecting them, not seeing them as human beings, then people can do anything with them.
Have you met people yourself who are trafficked?
I've met quite a number of people who are trafficked, particularly women who are trafficked. And they have been deceived, they have come to this country under false pretenses, thinking they were coming for a job or to education or being trained. I have met several.
And how would you describe the people you've met?
I have met people from minors from 14 years old to 44 years old. Some of them are very educated. I remember a very young, educated Muslim from Nigeria. She was in first year university and she was just captured and brought here. The very first girl that I dealt with as a trafficked person was from Lithuania and she was in third level education. And she was just snatched into a car, bundled into a car, sent to Ireland with her photograph before her, met at the airport by a group of men, actually from her own country, and brought to a house in the Midlands where she was raped multiple times. I learned from her the one great fear that many of the trafficked women have is that their parents or their sisters or their brothers will be killed if they don't comply. It's the great threat that is held over them. So her total anxiety was about her mother and her sisters.
It seems to me like that, from what you're describing, that there's this whole, as it were, underground world that's cruel and violent and seedy and all those things. Do you see hope anywhere in it?
You have described it very well. That's what it is, the underside of society. But there is hope. I do, otherwise I could not stay with it. When you see that how some young women, through the help of education, of counselling, of therapies of different kinds, which Ruhama support them with, and to see them emerge from that situation as young girls with lots of life and very willing to go on to education when they can get the opportunity and to contribute to society. A number of them now have got citizenship in here. And I think it's wonderful. Even one person, but I know there are many who have come through the process. They are very strong young women.
Take me as an ordinary person. What can I do?
I think awareness is one of the greatest things. To be aware that this can happen, that it is happening in all our small towns under our nose, to maybe form a little group where you would do reading and try to understand it a bit more, what the whole thing is and how it works, because there is a very definite cycle of how it proceeds. Another thing, we should encourage fair trade a lot more, so that people can get a good, reasonable price for their goods in their own countries and stay there if possible. But many of the cases are where there's tsunamis or war or conflict.
If you had a hope, Mary, with regard to this whole area, what would it be?
Well, it would be, first of all, to see an end to trafficking, to see all these young men, women and children accepted as one of us, as the same. We need to see them as people, to respect them, to understand that they have the same feelings and they have the same joys and the same hurts as all of us.